you enjoy it as much as I did writing it. Love, Lacey. How a Hateful Heifer Gave Me Assless Chaps. It has been joked on my platforms many times that I am the Snow White of animals, and I'm not gonna lie, I enjoy that fairy tale idea. I'm convinced I will leave this earth thanks to trying to pet a grizzly bear because, oh my god, just look at those fucking ears. Or by trying to pss-pss a mountain lion because it will be able to sense I am a good person who loves animals. For the most part, all of my pets have gotten along with me great, and I do have amazing relationships with them. I take a lot of pride from someone saying, oh, they usually don't like people, as I'm laying on the floor, absolutely snuggling their little pet. I will say, though, I had one run-in with a bitch named Bobby Jean that hated my ass for absolutely no reason and made sure I knew about it. Bobby Jean was a show heifer my brother had bought to do circuit shows with. For those unfamiliar with cattle shows, it's where you see the shampooed, conditioned, and blow-dried fluffy cows walked around by, usually, adorable children. My brother bought her from a local guy's sale, and as soon as we met, she had it out for me. I literally do not know what it was about me or my vibe that made her have this opinion, but anytime she saw me, it was like she just went, oh, absolutely the fuck not with this gal. I respected the hatred and tried to never cross paths with her and instead do my own thing. If there's one thing I know, it's this. Yes, I love cows and doing some silly things, but you have got to watch their body language and listen to it. One random day, my dad was unloading hay into the barn for the cattle, so he had my brother and a few of my brother's friends helping him. Now, I was about 12 at the time, and my brother is 6 years older than me. I really thought my Aeropostale V-neck with a color-coordinating cami underneath was going to make one of these guys fall in love. I wanted a reason to go out and watch some boys do some hard labor, so I just meandered out to the pasture that they were in, pretending to do something profound, you know? Usually, the show heifers were in the barn, pinned up with their luxury treatment, so I thought the coast was crystal clear from Bobby Jean's rage. I was just wandering around the pasture in range of the cute boys throwing hay bales onto the elevator and up into the loft. A hay elevator is basically just an escalator to take the bales from the ground to a second-story hayloft so you aren't hauling heavy-ass bales upstairs. A genius invention for farmers, truly. Here I was thinking from afar I was making a country boy fall in love with my tomboyish charm. But actually, I was moments away from getting my shit absolutely rocked. I was completely and unfortunately unaware that Bobby Jean was, in fact, not in her pen in the barn. My brother had decided to open the gate so the show heifers could go into the smaller pasture and made the horrendous mistake of not letting a hoe know. I was having the time of my life, and then all of a sudden, I saw a black blob coming at me, speed Mach 12, ready to ruin my day. Realizing I did not want to meet God that day, I knees to chest sprinted to the fence to save myself from the Bobby Jean wrath I was about to be hit with. As I was attempting to run, sadly I was not built for speed. I ended up snagging my jeans on barbed wire in the barnyard. Aeropostale did me dirty with the manufacturing quality of their jeans because my jeans just completely ripped off the back in two. I was now finishing my 50-meter dash in assless chaps. If you thought this kind of ordeal can be done in quiet, think again. As I yeeted myself over the fence moments before Bobby Jean turned me into a pancake, I saw all the boys were now looking at me. Yeah. They saw my Hannah Montana underwear in full daylight. Honestly, there's no way you recover from that one. I really had to just get up, dust myself off, and kick my pants out in front of me as I walk ashamed to my house as a literal preteen. After that run-in with sheer embarrassment and almost death, I really made sure not to even breathe the same air as Bobby Jean. It was her world, and I was living in it completely. I didn't need to know what I had done to her. I just needed to know it was personal, and I enjoyed living. You might be wondering, where is Bobby Jean now? Thank God, not on my farm. With so much peace and love, I did not like coexisting with a mean girl reincarnated as a heifer, so I fully supported my dad selling her to someone. I hope she was an amazing show heifer for them and has lived a happy, healthy life somewhere, but I am so glad it has been far away from me. Snow is my literal angel. Like, seriously. If you know me from social media, you know that Snow is my 1,800-pound cloud of a cow that will literally let me do just about anything with or around her. I joke that she is bombproof, but she truly is, and it's because she has me as a crazy-ass owner. Snow is the reason I blew up on the internet, and rightfully